Our job now with the Alaska National Guard Honor Guard team is to travel throughout the state and make sure that the veterans that passed away that served their country get their respect that's due to them. Fortunately, it's way long past due. This should have been done many, many years ago when the actual veterans passed away.
God of Wonder, we give you thanks for calling us together to honor our veterans. Continue to guide our country. The service of our men and women to our country would bear abundant fruit for your kingdom, bringing about peace and justice. Comfort those families who have lost loved ones in time of war, those who have returned with disabilities. Give them strength and courage in their healing. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Palmer Norm. For all the Alaska Territorial Guard members of Wrangell.
Sir, on behalf of the President of the United States, the United States Army, and the grateful nation, please accept this flag and symbol of all of loved ones dedicated service to their country.
For post number 6, I receive it. Thank you. Sergeant Arnold Backe. I was 2 years in California with amphibious tank and tractor battalion, and 1 year in Germany with the 40th tank, and I was a sergeant. Well, this is just an honor given to the our post, Elmer, post number 6. Yes, it's right up there, but alongside the police station up there. It is a great honor, and we'll cherish it, and it'll be displayed up the Legion.
Corporal Jeremy Goff. I'm with the Alaska Army National Guard and Honor Guard team.
Specialist Sarita Johnson. Right now, we're honoring all those who served in the Alaska Territorial Guard, and we're honoring those who did not receive the military funeral part, the military honors of their honorable service.
A lot of cases, they weren't recognized by the state for the longest period of time, and then they just passed away in the villages, no one knew. So now we're going around and making sure that they're getting the due respects and the honor that they deserve. I come from a long line of military family, and it's just something I wanted to do.
When I see the family very, very thankful for what we've done for their loved one, we're actually going to go to St. George and St. Paul next month. So there's at least 200 in that area. So hopefully it'll be a great turnout.